The other day, I spent time with a friend who recently lost two loved ones who were very dear to her. Both losses affected her deeply, so much so that each one sent her into an extended, dark season of grief and depression. One day, someone who had also experienced a debilitating loss gave her this advice. She said, "You can grieve, but don't let the grief consume you." Those words were like a light to my friend. She realized that if she stayed consumed with the suffering, she could miss out on the life. In a similar way, young couples facing unintended pregnancies can struggle also. The suffering aspect of their situation is real. They might think thoughts like, "How can I continue college?" Or maybe, "My parents will never speak to me again." Or perhaps, "God must really be mad at me." But if suffering is all they focus on, they might miss the life that Jesus has for them in the midst, thinking thoughts like, "There are kind people out there who can help me through this," or possibly, "My parents are going to fall in love with this little one." And the grace and mercy of Jesus is amazing. The same is true for people struggling with a past abortion decision. It's possible for that kind of suffering to become all-consuming too. But to focus on the suffering, the shame, the guilt, the hurt, can be to miss the life Jesus has for them, the forgiveness of God, the comfort of healing, and the joy of restoration. 2 Corinthians 4:10 says, "We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." My friends, when times of suffering come, let's guard ourselves against becoming so consumed by them that we miss life from Jesus in the midst. We have all been created for Him.